It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Ben Bernanke's back on the Hill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke will testify before Congress today and tomorrow. It is the first time since January when he faced tough questioning about whether he should keep his job and about his performance during the economic crisis. Ward McCarthy is the chief financial economist at investment bank Jefferies & Company. He says bankers will be listening for hints of the Fed's future moves, but the politicians may still be bringing up the past.
There should be nothing left to say. However, politicians seem to favor beating dead horses on a number of occasions, especially if they think it's something that's going to play well back to their home constituency.
President Obama addresses the nation's top CEOs at a business roundtable meeting scheduled later today. He's expected to roll out a proposal to incentivize coal-burning power plants to switch to natural gas. From Washington, Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Natural gas burns much more cleanly than coal, and new technologies have uncovered domestic reserves of gas. Prices have been coming down. Steve Nadell at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says gas-fired utility plants are becoming more attractive.
From an efficiency point of view, the gas would be better. But we do have lots of coal, and there's a lot of political implications about where the coal comes from. So it gets pretty complicated.
Coal is still cheaper than gas, and coal means lots of jobs for economically depressed parts of the country like Appalachia. Energy analyst Bob Lee with Charles River Associates says rightly or wrongly, the president's picking a winner and a loser.
If the economics were such that gas was superior, the government wouldn't have to step in that case. So the fact that the government has to step in and try to push producers towards gas away from coal means that there is an economic cost to be paid somewhere.
Big oil companies would be among the winners. They've invested a lot in the future of domestic natural gas. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. Markets in Europe are down at the moment, under a third of a percent. The Nikkei lost about 1.5% in Asia today. An unexpected deep drop in American consumer confidence has done a number on stocks worldwide. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost about 100 points to close at 10,282. Executives from WellPoint will testify later this morning at a hearing on Capitol Hill. That's the parent company of Anthem Blue Cross, the health insurer that made news recently for trying to boost premiums by 39% on consumers in California. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
Anthem says it needed to raise premiums on its California customers because healthy people are dropping out of the insurance pool due to the recession. But because of its move, Washington is hitting back twice as hard with proposals for new rules on insurance rate increases.
I suspect that they wish they didn't have this headache.
Dave Shove is a senior healthcare services analyst at BMO Capital. He says Anthem's error was likely a side effect of its sheer size.
They insure 35 million people. They're the largest health insurer in the United States. Rate increases are done probably every day, and I doubt at the senior executive level that every rate request is reviewed.
Well, perhaps they will be from now on. Shove says Anthem's PR blunder isn't all bad for the company. The spat with Washington could boost the case for a mandate that all Americans carry insurance. And that is something Anthem wouldn't mind one bit. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by MassMutual, for 158 years providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at MassMutual.com.
The broadcast network NBC is scoring a ratings win for its coverage of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, beating top programs most of last week. It is a gamble that now seems to be paying off. Dina Myers is an analyst at SNL Kagan, a market research firm, and she joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So NBC said it was going to lose somewhere, what was it, $200, $250 million from these games. I mean, if that's the case, what could possibly have been the rationale going in to buy the rights?
They've always made money in the past, and they assume that they're going to make it in the future when they bought these rights. So, you know, the money they paid for it was legitimate at the time.
It's been 6 years, perhaps, since American Idol had any competition or really any program that has topped American Idol on Fox, and NBC did that with the Olympics coverage last week. I mean, these are the highest-rated games since Salt Lake City 8 years ago. Did they see this coming?
I don't really think anyone saw this coming. I think going into this, people thought that it wasn't going to be a highly rated games. And going up against American Idol, that's tough.
So if the fact that this is, you know, a surprise to the programmers at NBC, which has been the fourth network in the ratings now for a few years, how do they capitalize on this?
With promotions for other programs, they have a huge shakeup in their primetime schedule. So they want to really promote Jay Leno moving back into late night, new programs such as Parenthood coming up. You know, that really helps. It also helps with other programs. Ratings at the Today Show have been up for the Olympics. You know, it helps with their affiliates in the local news hour after the Olympics.
Dina, what's the most interesting thing to you when you look at this whole scenario?
I think it's really interesting that the big sports rights deals are moving to cable, and the Olympics have just, you know, really been on the broadcast network since the beginning. So I think it's really interesting that right now is the first time we're going to see maybe the move to a cable network. And so that's why you really have ABC and ESPN in play for the next two rights that are up.
Dina Myers, senior analyst at SNL Kagan, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, a survey done for a British dating service found digital dumping is on the rise. That's when people use email and social networking sites to break up with their partners. While 38% dumped their mates the old-fashioned way, by phone or in person, nearly as many said they had done it by email. 13% preemptively changed their relationship status on Facebook, and 6% even called things off on Twitter. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.